up off the floor by Miller. Here come the Warriors. Warriors up the floor. Wright hesitates, drives, dumps it for Lavelle here right side. He drives, hesitates. His shot blocked behind and a foul call. Everybody was gathered around the basketball down low, and it looks like Franken from behind. No, it's not either. Franken from behind blocked the shot, but they're going to call Harrison Hoig for the foul. He was also there.
Yeah, they were both there, and a little bit lazy getting back that time for the Trojans. Franken wanted to get up on the ball and kind of lost track of the ball handler, Lavelle, that was open here on the left side. Once he got it, he had a pretty easy lane to get there and draw the contact underneath.
Lavelle makes the first free throw. Gives the Warriors the lead. Justin Papan checks into the ball game now. First time we've seen the 6'1 junior here tonight. Second free throw try by Lavelle is also good. He drains them both, and that gives the Warriors a 2-point lead. It's their first advantage of the ball game here tonight. They lead it 9-7.
Austin Grant comes in for the Warriors now, too.
Markham will bring the ball up the floor now for Atlantic as he'll run the point, drive the right side, take it to the hole. He tried to dump it across the lane to Harrison Hoig, but there was a lot of traffic there. It's knocked away and stolen by the Warriors. Miller up with it off the floor. Austin Grant up the floor with it now here to the right side. Picks up his dribble, needs some help. Christensen trying to harass him out top, and they're going to hit Christensen with a foul reaching in. Trying to slap that ball away as he picked up that dribble.
Yeah, just unlucky there. Doing a good job of keeping his hands active. Had a good opportunity to try to steal that one just to... a little bit off on the reach.
Defenders get much more aggressive when they know you just killed your dribble. Grant Wright out top of the basketball now. Leaves it here near side. We've got a traveling violation as Justin Papan had the ball here on the near side. Faked a pass, and I guess he faked himself out too. He slid that pivot foot. Ball turns over. Trojan basketball. Christensen front court with it. He'll work it off the right side, stop and bring it back behind the back. Underneath now it goes to Harrison Hoig. High floater off the glass, up and over Carson Miller and gets it to go. Had to throw that one up awful high to get it to go. And we're tied at 9 apiece. Warrior ball front court here near side. Papan leaves it out top now. That's Green Slade. Here near side, bounce pass inside, stolen away nicely there by Harrison Hoig, anticipating. Took Austin Grant's bounce speed away. Now Frank in front court, pulls up, 17-footer left side is good. First basket of the night for Dalton Franken as he worked himself free off the dribble. And the Trojans score four in a row, and they're on top now, 11-9. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Grant down low, turns and feeds it back to Greenslade. Now out in the arc, Papan. He'll dump it into the corner. They work the ball around the perimeter this time. Grant right. Leaves it here for Greenslade. Greenslade here on the right wing, picked up man-to-man by Christensen. He'll spin, try to come to the corner. The bounce pass inside for Miller. Turns, banks one up and in. Carson Miller took that one straight to the rack. Got it to go. We're tied at 11 apiece. Under a minute and a half to go in this first quarter.
It's easy to tell why he has success. He's a guy that really just goes straight to the basket.
Christensen front court for the Trojans. Leaves it now for Harrison Hoig. Hoig well away from the basket. Throws up a jumper that comes up short. And is picked up off the floor by Grant. Up the floor now come the Warriors. Right to Grant, down on the baseline. He's in the lane. He's caught up in a double team and is tied up. He spun around, and Harrison Hoig was right there to grab the basketball. The arrow points to the Warriors, so they'll keep it. And they'll have a fresh group of faces coming in off the bench as well. Rasanke, Lavelle back in, joining them in the ball game right now. Sonny Onken and Josh Lippert. Miller checks out as well here with 1:02 left to play in this first quarter. Warrior basketball underneath. It looked to inbound. Nothing doing inside. They go outside. With it now, Lippert. He'll dump it here to right in the corner. He'll fire one up for three. It's no good. Tipped out, though, and the rebound grabbed by the Warriors. They keep it alive. Now to the far side, Lavelle out on the wing. He'll leave it for Rasanke. He'll turn and give it to Grant Wright, and he'll drive the baseline left side to throw one up and in with the left hand. Grant Wright to the rack for two, and it's 13-11 in favor of the Warriors. 35 seconds left in this first quarter. Markham right side, found the lane, lays it up and in, took it right to the rack. Good quick first step by Sam Markham, gets his first basket of the night as he accelerates to the hole, and we're tied at 13. Warrior ball now, 20 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Wright going to run some clock out top. They're going to hang on for the last shot as he's waiting for someone to come out defensively. Ben Nelson working him on defense right now as he's checked in. Jared Fulk also checked in during that last break. Down to 6 seconds now. He'll turn, he'll drive left side into the lane. The kick out, it's Lavelle. He'll turn and fire one up. That's no good, and it's kicked up high and hit the basket support. And so that will pretty much do it here in the quarter. Just 0.3 seconds left. The Trojans will have the basketball. That's a tough break for Atlantic as they will inbound now and not get a chance really for a shot as Markham picks up the rolling basketball, tries to fire it up real quick. Not enough time to do anything with it, and that'll do it here in the first quarter. We're tied 13-13 after one Atlantic and Norwalk in this boys' ball game. Back in 1 minute with the second quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hellgrow, using innovation in seed, chemical, and fertilizer in combination with precision ag technology to help farmers grow their business. Pelgrow in Elkhorn, Atlantic, Oakland, Griswold, Messina, and Stewart.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service and a style you're sure to like.
El Rancho Grande in Atlantic, the best Mexican food in town. Come enjoy your favorite Mexican or American food with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays enjoy their drink specials. That's El Rancho Grande, 500 West 7th Street in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Norwalk High School as we get set for the second quarter here of our boys' varsity contest here tonight as Atlantic and Norwalk are tied at 13 apiece here. Trojans start with the basketball here in this second quarter. It's going to be a turn and a quick shot up and no good, short there by Franken. Tried to spin and force one up. It came up short and the rebound here to the Warriors. They'll run it back the other direction here. They have it right side right now. Green Slade will kick it across. They go and swing it around the other side. Grant Wright drives baseline, dumps it back out. Now they go up top. Three-pointer on the way and good as it's knocked down there by Nick Rosonke as he buries his first points of the game and makes it a 16-13 lead for the Warriors. Up top now here, the Trojans will try to counter back. They get it out top here to Harrison Hoy. Now they go right side here. Ben Nelson back up top. They'll swing it over to Markham. Markham, a dribble drive into the lane. Gets his defender to fly up in the air. Tries to go around him. Gets the foul call, and he'll get two shots. Almost got the shot to roll home. It's a tough one. He was at an awkward angle, but he'll go to the line here to shoot two.
That sat on the rim forever, too, waiting to tease us all, but it didn't go down. The foul on Greenslade is his first. Just three team fouls against the Warriors here early.
Markham at the line here. The first one is good. Both teams have kind of had their bright spots so far here. At least things will feel good about. A lot of people getting involved as far as the scoring is concerned on both sides. Christensen comes back in. Nelson back out. No, Christensen just got a brief breather there. And second free throw is good here by Markham, so he knocks them both down. And we're back to a one-point game. Warriors lead at 16-15. Up ahead, they'll break pressure quickly here this time. They have it right side. Rosonke will kick it back up top. They get it to Grant Wright. Wright guarded closely here by Stuart Hoig. He'll cross over. Now pick it up. Tough pass. He got it tipped and stolen away. Markham got his long arms in there. Stole it. He'll go the other direction. Slice right around the defender, Greenslade, and get the easy lay-in.
Quick hands, quick feet for Sam Markham. That is a pretty good combination on defense.
He's got 6 points now, and it's back to a lead here for the Trojans, 17-16. 6:35 left to go here, first half. Up top, Grant Wright will set up the offense. He'll throw it over right side here. Rosonke will dump it back up top. They get it to Lavelle. Now it goes over left side, back up top here. Rosonke, he'll dribble drive right side. Floater on the run, gets it to go off the glass.
Nice looking play.
Ooh, a little bit of the old school runner off the glass there for Rosonke. And it's now 18-17. Warriors take back that one-point margin. Markham out front here. We'll bounce past it, high post here to Markham, or to Franken. He turns and spins one up, kind of a hook shot on the run, and he gets it to fall through after a couple of bounces. And Dalton Franken's got four now. 19-18 Trojans. 5:53 left to go here in our opening half of basketball here. Boys varsity play tonight in Norwalk. Hand off after the quick pass there. They got it off to Miller, then he handed it right back to Greenslade, and he missed the jumper. Rebound here to the Trojans. They'll run the other way. Franken has it. He'll drive, kick out. Markham, now they swing it back around the horn. Christensen has it. He'll dump it off now. Franken coming off the screen right at the free throw line, knocks it down. Good job springing him open that time, and Franken makes it.
That's what the Trojans need to do, too, is Franken's had a hard time finding decent shots here early on. Not a lot of attempts, and if he can start to get heated up a little bit, that'll open up a lot of things.
21-18, Trojans lead. Now a three ball to try to tie it in and out and back in as the friendly roll for Nick Rosonke, as he's got 8 points now here just in this second quarter alone, and we're all tied up back at 21.
He's got all eight for Norwalk here in the quarter.
Left side dribble here, and now they'll dump it back up top. Frank is going to try to answer with a three of his own, and he does right at the top of the key.
He's got a one-on-one battle going here offensively.
24-21, Atlantic leads it. Now we're starting to heat up a little bit here offensively for both teams. Left side, the pass goes. Get it off to Lavelle. Now back in the corner, it goes to Greenslade. Greenslade, the dribble drive to the free throw line. He'll dump it back up top. Rezonke now in the corner. They get it back here to Lavelle. He'll dribble back up to the top of the key. Hands it off. Grant Wright has it. Wright will dribble right side. Gets a screen, and they're going to call a timeout. Norwalk takes a timeout, a full timeout. 4:27 left to go first half. Trojans lead it by three. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your community-owned electric and water utility. With today's efficient heat pumps, you can maintain your home within 1 degree of the temperature you set on your thermostat. Supply 2.5 times more heat than the energy they use and can last up to 20 years with rebates available. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan. Your Gale Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something on your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, offering the latest in touchless car wash technology, including 3 self-serve bays and 1 automatic bay with dryer. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, located on West Highway 6 in Atlantic.
Welcome back here after the timeout here for Norwalk, and they'll inbound here on the near side as they wanted to talk things over a little bit. Chris Larson, their head coach, gets a little talk in, and they'll see what they run here out of the timeout. They hand it off here high key to Carson Miller. He'll dump it back off, and they'll get it over here left side. Ball handling now is Papan as he's back into the ballgame. They try to swing it down on the block here to Miller, but he couldn't hang on to the basketball. It was a tough pass in traffic, and it goes out of bounds. The Trojans will get it.
That's a good call by the official, too, because it did hit Miller's hand last. Usually on those kind of calls, they'll just take it for granted that it would be a ball under the offense.
Dribble here right side. Christensen, he'll pull up. He'll shoot one at the top of the key. No good. Rebound pulled down by Miller inside. He outlets quickly. Papan on the run. He'll pull up here right side, picks up his dribble, needs some help, throws it away. He was looking for Miller and just kind of got too a little too excited there and threw it out of bounds.
I think he was expecting Carson Miller to keep coming to the basket, and he was actually posting low and kind of pivoting back and forth.
Inbound here, the Trojans will get it back here. They'll throw it right side over to Stuart Hoig. Hoig picks up his dribble off to Franken. They'll swing it around, mark him. He'll drive baseline. The curl under, the wrap around, hit the bottom of the backboard on the reverse layup try. Comes down to Norwalk. They'll bring it up the floor here, and Grant Wright will have it out top. He'll kick it over right side. Now they get it in the corner. Dump it off to Lavelle. Now back to Rezonke. Rezonke has it. Starts right side. Now back around the perimeter. Up top they go. Grant Wright has it. He'll dump it back off here to Rezonke. Nice feed down low, cutting down the right side of the lane there. Miller had a nice position. Missed the shot. Got fouled, though. He'll go to the line here to shoot, too, as Dalton Franken's going to pick up the foul. And that's going to be number one on Franken.
Yeah, once Miller gets that ball down there in the block like that and is able to pivot toward the basket, Franken really didn't have much chance. You got to take the opportunity to try to swat at the ball.
Two shots coming here for Miller, and he makes the first. That's another thing about Miller so far in the season. They haven't played many games, but he's been pretty good at the line as well.
Yeah, what I say earlier, he's shooting about 71% from the free throw line on the season.
Not too bad for a big guy. Second one coming up for him, and he's going to put that one through as well. Inbound now here for the Trojans, and they'll bring it up the floor, get it across the timeline. Have a right side Christensen trying to cross over, gets a screen from Franken. His switch, though, picks up his dribble now. Needs some help, dumps it down to Harrison Hoig. Cutting right through the lane is Sam Markham, and Hoig just flipped it off to him, and he cut right to the right side of the basket and laid one home.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Markham and a nice effort there by Hoig to make that pass.
26-23, Atlantic on top. 2:48 left to go first half. Up top now here, it's Greenslade. He'll dump it off. Now they work it around the perimeter. Down low, they'll dump it down to Carson Miller again as they try to curl him around, and he came up, but curl is open there on the block, and dumps one home.
Yeah, it's not like Miller's just standing around with his arm in the air waiting for the ball. They're moving, and they're getting him while he's moving and getting him the ball where he can make a play.
Back to a one-point game. Other end, a shot up on the way as Franken kind of faded away at the elbow on that one. Missed it. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Trojans, and Norwalk will get it back. Underneath, they will key it in here. Austin Grant back in the ball game. He inbounds, and now he has it. He'll give it back off to Rusanke. Rusanke across to Grant. It was behind him, though, and he couldn't track it down. They throw it away again. That's the seventh turnover here for the Warriors, and the Atlantic will see if they can take advantage of it. Inbound in the backcourt. This time it's going to be Markham setting up the offense. He'll drive right side. They isolate that side for him. He's going to up and under move. Shot up on the way. No good. Rebound. Fought for it. Comes out to the Trojans. They get it over to Christensen. Christensen will back it back out, and they'll reset. Double screen coming. Christensen goes left. He'll dump one off to Franken. Now the kick out to Stuart Hoig. Pump fake. He drives baseline. Had his shot blocked, but some body contact, and the foul's going to come against Carson Miller, and Miller will pick up his first. Stuart Hoig, a good job just attacking the rim that time. Gets himself a chance to go to the line here and shoot a couple. Up on the way. That's good. Stuart Hoig knocks down the first. He's got one more coming. Hoig lines it up here, and he'll knock that one down as well. And now a substitution coming up here. Lavelle going to check back in now for Norwalk as Grant comes out. 1:51 left to go in the half. 28-25, Atlantic with the lead. Norwalk has the ball. A full court pressure put on here. Norwalk having trouble getting it in. Now they finally do. They get it in to Rusanke. Now they throw it away. Steal, and a nice pass underneath as Franken got right in there and got underneath the basket wide open for an easy lay-in. So a turnover for the Warriors. This time the Trojans will back off after the inbound pass. 5-point lead for Atlantic, 30-25. Norwalk works it around the perimeter. They have it left side. Grant right. Now they go back right side. Greenslade up top to Miller. Miller now back to right. The three-pointer on the way. That's going to go off the rim and then up over the top of the backboard. And Atlantic will get it back. 1:21 left to go here in the first half. Atlantic now has stretched it to a 5-point ball game, 30-25, and chance to try to open it up a little more here. Left side pass, Stuart Hoig off to Harrison. Now Christensen right side. Back up top, they go to Markham off the screen. Steps inside the arc, shot up on the way, no good. Rebound underneath, and a good box out that time by Rusanke. Grant Wright crosses over, kicks it in the corner now. Greenslade back across, Lavelle has it. Couple of dribbles. He'll go back over to Greenslade. Greenslade in the corner. They kick it off to Rusanke. Back up top now. Right over to Lavelle. Lavelle back to right. Right back in the corner he goes. Gets it off to Rusanke. They kick it back up. Good job by the Trojans right now defensively. Norwalk not finding that seam inside they want to look for. Lavelle back over right side to Greenslade. Miller really trying to post up. Now it's going to be a three ball pulled. The trigger there by Rusanke, and he knocks another one down. That's three threes in the second quarter for Nick Rusanke, and it's now 30-28. Atlantic a two-point lead. Christensen out front. 15 seconds left to go here in the half, and they'll back things off looking for a final shot. Down to 11 seconds. Now they'll start it. Christensen goes right side. Now he'll cross over, go baseline. Nice pass off to Harrison Hoig. In traffic. Shot doesn't go, but he gets fouled. He'll have a chance for a couple of shots at the free throw line.
A nice move by Hoig underneath. He had two big guys flanking him on either side.
Foul going to be whistled against Austin Lavelle. That'll be his second. Fifth team foul here against Norwalk. And now the free throw is on the way here for Harrison Hoig. And the first one dances around and does not go through. He'll have one more free throw try coming. Ben Nelson up off the bench. Franken's going to check out here for this final 5 seconds here on the clock. Avoid any late fouls, and the free throw is good there. Hoig makes the second one. A couple more substitutions. Jared Folk comes in. Harrison Hoig will check out. Also Grant back in here for Norwalk. No inbound, pressure put on by the Trojans. Inbound, they get it into Miller. He'll baseball pass one up the right side. They get it off to right. He'll curl around Folk. Layup at the buzzer is no good, and that's going to end our first half of play. So Atlantic will go to the locker room with the lead. 31-28 here over Norwalk on the road tonight. We'll take a break, come back, and look at how the first half played out for you. If you're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rumors Lounge, located in the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza, the perfect place to meet old and new friends, shoot a game of pool, watch your favorite sporting event, and enjoy a cold beverage of your choosing. Rumors Lounge, on the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignment, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. And let Eye Associates provide eye care for your entire family, offering the services of optometrists Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, the upper level of the Cascotti Memorial Hospital Clinic Edition in Atlantic and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today.
Welcome back here to Norwalk High School as we get set for second half basketball here shortly. We just went to the intermission here, and it's Atlantic leading this one by a score of 31-28, and kind of a little bit of a slow start for both teams, really kind of feeling each other out, kind of just a ho-hum back and forth first quarter for the most part. It was tied at 13 after one, but Atlantic started to make some things happen and knocked down a couple of shots, built the lead to 5 points a couple of different times. And now a late bucket by Nick Rizonke. It was at 6 points. Rizonke is able to hit a three and cut the lead down. And then Atlantic finishes the half. Harrison Hoig at the free throw line. And then there was a chance at the buzzer for a layup on the other end by Grant Wright, but he couldn't knock it down. And that's where we sit, 31-28 here at the break. And both teams, I think, have done things that they'll be happy about at the halftime break, but also, of course, have some things they want to improve on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Warriors had some success getting that ball inside to Miller. They stopped there for a while in the second quarter. It seemed like they were focusing more on the outside shot, which you'd think would go away from their strength. But, boy, Nick Rizonke proved everybody wrong in that second quarter. He had a pretty good opportunity to score some points in that second quarter, and he really took advantage of it, scoring 11 of their 15 second quarter points in helping the team stick around and stay close. And the biggest lead in the ballgame so far has been 5 by Atlantic. It's 3 here at halftime. Looks like this one's going to go pretty much throughout the night this way. Neither team's really been able to get a good run going, and I think largely that's because they're both playing some really solid defense. Both teams really hustling and moving well defensively.
Yeah, it's been really hard for either team to find a good open look and feel comfortable with what you would think a high percentage shot. Most of Atlantic's attempts have come kind of from the elbow or beyond. They've been sticking around the outside perimeter pretty much throughout the first half. Had a couple of nice cuts to the basket that got them some easy layups, but other than that, they have had to work pretty hard. And Atlantic, for the most part, has done a pretty good job of gumming things up and making Norwalk really work for a basket. Even the times that Miller was able to get free on the block and get some good looks, it took a little while into the set before that happened. So they've really been doing a pretty good job of staying active and making it difficult to get that pass accomplished.
Yeah, it's been a fun game to watch here so far, and I'm sure that, as we said, kind of the two teams kind of seeing what they've got. You know, everybody scouts these days, but still, this is not the same Norwalk team that Atlantic faced last year. It might be pretty much the same Atlantic team that Norwalk faced last year for the most part, but, everybody's a year older and things are a little bit different. And Norwalk seems to have plugged in some pretty decent ball players to make up for the kids that graduated from last year's club the last time Atlantic saw them. So, yeah, always tough to play on the other guy's floor, too. It's a Saturday night. The routines are all different. So, the first half, see where they go. It's 31-28, second half. I think you might see both teams open things up a little bit more.
Yeah, you'll see a lot more, I think, coming out of here after the halftime break, and it's going to be interesting to see how Atlantic adjusts against Carson Miller, because as you mentioned there in the second quarter, it's not that he just goes and sits on the block and puts his hands up as a big guy and, hey, throw it to me sometime. He's moving around. They're doing a good job of getting him up to the elbow, and then he'll curl around, and they'll try to do two or three screens on the guy that's trying to trail him just to get him open here on the block as he curls around. And they've been doing a really active job of trying to get him open, and it's paid off a couple of times. So it'll be interesting to see how Atlantic kind of counteracts that here in the second half. Once again, we're at 31-28, our score here. Atlantic has the lead here over Norwalk, and we'll go ahead and take another break here. We'll come back and take a look at the numbers here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bridgewater Oil,
serving Southwest Iowa for 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, or Al at Bridgewater Oil today. Wayne Hansen is your crop insurance specialist with Insurance Services in Elkhorn. For all your crop insurance needs, give Wayne Hansen a call today at 764-6000. The Danish Village's Voice on Main Street in Elkhorn, a quality newspaper that will keep you updated with news and award-winning photography. For competitive advertising rates, give the Danish Village's Voice a call at 712-764-4800. That's 712-764-4800.
Welcome back here to Norwalk High School as we are in halftime break here as Atlantic leads this one 31-28 here over the Norwalk Warriors. And this is the second half of our doubleheader here today as we have college basketball on the air for you earlier here today. And it was actually just up the road from us as they played the inaugural Big Four Classic at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines here today. And the first game was Iowa and Northern Iowa as they played the first half, and that was an 80-73 win for the Hawkeyes here today, the game you heard here on KJN with Gary Dolphin and Bobby Hansen. And the other one has gone final as well, as that game is now wrapped up here for Iowa State as they played against Drake. Iowa State wins that one 86-77, so a couple of competitive ball games in those games today as part of that doubleheader in Des Moines. Here at our halftime break of this high school game tonight, it's 31-28, Atlantic leading over Norwalk, and we'll take a look here at the numbers here for you. It was leading the way for Atlantic, 8 points from Sam Markham. Also had, actually leading the way was Dalton Franken with 11 points. Sam Markham chipped in 8 as well. 5 points chipped in from Harrison Hoig, and a three-pointer knocked down early on from Chad Christensen that got things going in the ball game as well. For Norwalk, they had 11 points in that first half from Nick Brzonki, and that all came in the second quarter as he got hot and hit 3 three-pointers there in that second quarter. 8 points from the big guy, Carson Miller. 4 points chipped in by Austin Lavelle. 3 points for Colby Greenslade, and 2 points for Grant Wright in the contest as well, as they trail here. Once again, it's a Trojan lead, 31-28 here at the halftime break, and both teams have been good at the free throw line as well. 7 of 8 at the line here for Atlantic, and 4 of 4 from the line here for Norwalk. And turnovers have been a little bit of an issue for Norwalk. They had 8 turnovers there in the first half. Atlantic just turning the ball over 3 times, so a pretty clean game for them so far. And we'll see how things adjust here in the second half. We mentioned it's been a pretty active game for Carson Miller to try to get open. Dalton Franken finally got going early on. He missed a couple of shots from the outside, but I think he's starting to get into his rhythm as well. So I think you're really going to see those two key guys continue to try to provide the scoring for these two teams.
Well, and I think another thing, too, that's kind of critical is there's going to be free throw shooting. Close games are always, seems like, the every little thing you put under the microscope, but free throw shooting, 7 of 8 for Atlantic, 4 of 4 for Norwalk, and really all the fouls have been committed underneath so far here in the basketball game. You really haven't seen any of those fouls that are 35 feet away from the basket. Atlantic has only committed 3 fouls in the first half. Two of them were shooting fouls, so twice they sent guys to the free throw line. Atlantic's been to the line 4 times here tonight, and Norwalk's committed 5 fouls, so a large measure the fouls have been committed down as guys are going to the basket, and that's just an extension of your defense, too. You get beat, don't give them anything real easy. Make them earn it at the free throw line, and so far the two teams have been. So, I like where it's kind of going. The officials, I don't recognize these guys tonight. The three-man crew, I assume, is probably from here in central Iowa, but all in all, doing a pretty good job tonight and letting the kids play. And it's not the kind of a game that's, at this point anyway, that looks like it could get out of hand at all. We'll see how it plays out here in the second half. But it's been fun to watch, and the officials, sometimes officials just get in the way of good basketball, but not the case here tonight. It's good to watch this, and as I say, free throw shooting going to be big down the stretch here, too. I imagine there are going to be some tough baskets to be had here as we get a little bit closer to the end. If this stays a close game like this, everything's going to be contested.
Yeah, the intensity, I'm sure, will pick up a little bit here as the game moves along, but that's a credit to both teams, too. They both have been really playing pretty well defensively and playing clean games. Sometimes the game is going to dictate the situation, but the two teams really have done a pretty good job at just playing hard, but playing the right way, and there hasn't been a lot of that chippiness out there at all here in this game so far, so we'll hope that maybe that continues and see a nice, fun end to this basketball game here. Atlantic holding that three-point edge here at the break, 31-28. Getting ready to start the second half. We'll take a break, come back with it for you. Listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answer day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Five Star Roofing Incorporated, your residential roofing specialist in Atlantic, offers Malarkey Roofing products. These products come with a 50-year limited warranty, a 10-year Right Start warranty, and are Class 4 wind, hail, ice impact resistant. Give Five Star Roofing Incorporated a call today at 243-2111. Nelson's Mini Mart in Avoca supplies its customers with Shell gasoline, hot food and deli items to go, and ice cream. Quick and friendly service, so you are back on the road in no time. Stop by Nelson's Mini Mart in Avoca today.
Already underway as the Warriors have the ball first to start this third quarter as they work the ball on the perimeter. They get their starting five out there right now to begin this second half. Kobe Greenslade with the basketball out top. Austin Laval, Carson Miller, Grant Wright, along with Nick Rizonke, the starting five on the floor here to start this third quarter as they try to lob it inside for Miller. It's knocked away by the Trojans. Trojans have their starting five on the floor as well. They've got Hoyg squared, Stewart, and Harrison on the floor, along with Christensen, Markham, and Franken. And look at the big guy. Carson Miller steps out off the inbounds feed, fires up a three from the left wing. It's no good. Rebounded by the Trojans. Didn't expect to see that.
Wasn't really a bad-looking shot either.
No.
I was kind of surprised.
Trojans ball front court now. Christensen off the left side, drives to the lane, and it gets fouled along the way. Heading to the basket, the foul on the floor. It's going to be whistled against Grant Wright, and that'll be his first team foul against the Warriors here in the second half. Neither team got to the bonus in the first half. Franken takes the inbound pass left side, leaves it out top for Stuart Hoyg. Here near side to Christensen. Back up top it goes to Markham. They'll work the ball to perimeter. Hoyg left side on the left side. Out top it goes now to Harrison. Now here to Christensen. He'll launch up a quick three, and that's good. Chad Christensen. Stationary, grabs and guns, hits his second basket of the ball game. They're both threes, and that gives Atlantic a 34-28 lead. It's their biggest of the ball game. 6-point lead for the Trojans as Lavelle back here near side, right with a basketball into the corner. Rizonke looking back out top. Greenslade now with it on the left wing. Really fighting down hard as Harrison Hoyg working against Miller. They want to try to lob it to him. They just don't find the space. Now Lavelle off at right side with it. He'll bring it back around. Greenslade out top. Off the dribble. Brings it back out top. We're a minute and a half into this third quarter. Lavelle, left corner. Bounce feed down low. Carson Miller turns on the paint. Bank shot in and out, no good. And it's tapped out of bounds. It'll go back to Atlantic. Miller lucky not to get it over the back because it was a nice job sneaking up and under there by Sam Markham to contest for that rebound.
That's what he brings to your team. He can jump so high that he can get in that position and still make it a clean play because he can get up there and get in front of the hands of Miller.
Christensen front court now for the Trojans. Leaves it here for Markham near side. Back out top Christensen. Off the dribble. Back here to Markham. Fakes the three. Back up top Christensen. He's open. He'll try the three. No good. Front of the rim. Rebound taken by Lavelle. Contact inside. No call as Lavelle comes away with a rebound. And he'll bring it up the floor himself. The kick out to Wright from the top of the circle. The three, and that's good. Grant Wright trailing the play, takes the pass and dumps it in. That cuts the lead in half now, 34-31. Christensen front court. Here right side to Stuart Hoyg. Hoyg slips it all the way across to Markham. He'll try the three from the left side. That's good. We got a three-point shooting contest going on here in Norwalk now tonight. Three baskets here in the second half, two of them by Atlantic, and they're all threes so far. The Trojans back up again by six. It's 37-31. Warriors front court. Lavelle now left side of the arc. Back across right side, Rizonke. The lob down low, stripped away. It got into Miller's hands. Christensen took it away from the backside. The bounce pass on the run to Markham. He'll lay it up and in with a left hand. Sam Markham running the floor with the bounce feed from Christensen, who made the steal. And the Trojans got something going now. They're up by eight. 39-31, timeout on the floor. 5:13 left in the third. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, baby lock sewing machines, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins products, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge in Atlantic, featuring a complete dining menu. Bart and Beth invite you to dine in a relaxed but refined ambience. Visit the Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge on the East Edge of Atlantic today. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic has over 35 years of continued service with two doctors to fit your needs. They are a complete facility, all in one location, open 6 days a week. Call Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Back to action. Lavelle will inbound here in the backcourt for Norwalk and feed it ahead quickly now to Grant Wright. He'll run it up the floor. The lob is tipped away and stolen. Tried to get it to Miller. Stolen by the Trojans. Up the floor they come. Stuart Hoig has it. Out top now to Markham. Atlantic up by 8 with the basketball. Hoig pulls up for 3. Right side, no good. Rebound Miller, and we got a foul underneath as Carson Miller bumped and fouled underneath. That's going to be on Harrison Hoig. That'll be his second. Team foul number 1 against the Trojans here in this second half. It's 39-31, Atlantic by 8 with 4:57 to go in the third quarter. Lavelle trying to inbound. Pressure full court here by the Trojans. Now they'll back off after the inbounds pass is successful. Grant right to the front court. Wright leaves it for Lavelle on the right side wing. He'll dump it out top to Greenslade. Now across to Rizonke. They work the ball along the perimeter. Back up top, Lavelle gets free in the confusion defensively. And we've got a whistle as he fires up a 3 that's no good. Going to have a foul whistled against Dalton Franken. And that's got to be part of that big cluster of people up there near the top of the circle where I think a lot of guys are running into each other on screens trying to set up that shot. So Franken picks up the foul, his second. Norwalk basketball, they'll inbound on the baseline. Well, they tried. Wright tried to feed it in over to the far side, and Rizonke, before he could grab it, Markham flashed in front and slapped it into the wall. So again, the Warriors will inbound. Christensen guarding the inbounds pass is tipped away again by Markham, and this time it's grabbed out of the air by Christensen. Two in a row there by Markham. This one turns into a turnover. Left side, Markham. Christensen out top with it. Gets a screen. He'll pull up and dump it for Stuart Hoig. He'll drive into the lane. Hesitates. Bank shot up. No good. Too strong. Rebound taken inside by Miller. Carson Miller doing a pretty good job clearing the boards here tonight defensively for Norwalk. Now to the front court, Lavelle. Lavelle looking low, can't find anyone. Now Rizonke, whoa, swatted out of there. Rizonke tried to pull up for a 3 on the right wing, and Markham came flying across the floor and swatted that one like a volleyball spike into the Norwalk bench.
It's just so quick, it can get there when you don't expect it.
The inbounds pass going to come all the way to the backcourt now as Grant Wright will take it and bring it up. Wright guarded by Christensen outside. Trojans stepping up the effort on defense here in this second half. Now Greenslade back out top, Rizonke to Wright. Man-to-man by the Trojans. They've been sitting a man-to-man all night. Lavelle tries to drive on Dalton Franken. Kicks it out top to Greenslade, and they'll reset. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Trojans by 8. Inside now Miller. Banker good. Got that one right down on the block, and Carson Miller is not going to miss too many down there. He's got 10 points, and it's 39-33. Trojans lead by 6. Front court, Atlantic out top. Christensen off the dribble. Right side to Markham. Lobs it down low. Fallaway jumper baseline is good by Dalton Franken as he grabbed the pass, went straight to the baseline, and floated one in from about 12 feet. 41-33, Trojans lead once again by 8. Front court now, Greenslade, bounce pass, Lavelle, inside Miller. He turns, the left-hand hook is good, it rolls around and through. Carson Miller showing that he's got a little skill down there inside with the footwork as the Trojans get it back to the front court, leading by a half dozen. Left side, baseline, Christensen, the pull-up jumper, good. Christensen took it in the corner, took it right at the rim, stopped and floated one in from about 13, and it's 43-35 now. Trojans again by 8. To the front court, Greenslade, 2:45 left in the third quarter. Left side, Rizonke, looked at the 3, it's not there, leaves it out top, now to Wright. Wright crosses over, drives baseline all the way to the rack, shuffles a tight pass across to Carson Miller late. And Miller gets fouled going for the shot, so he'll get a couple of free throws here. That's a tough pass.
That was a really tough pass. He really just got it in there right at the last moment.
Stuart Hoig picks up the foul, his first, the third foul against the Trojans here in the second half, as Carson Miller now goes to the free throw line for the Warriors and floats in the first one. First substitutions of the half for either team now, as the Warriors will send Papan back in, and also checking back into the game is Austin Grant. Greenslade and Rizonke will take a chair. Second free throw by Carson Miller on the way. That's no good. Rebounded by Franken, and we got a foul. foul whistled against whom? Oh, no foul. We're going to have a lane violation whistled. So Miller misses the second, but now, by virtue of the lane violation, he'll get a third. It's like the old NBA three to make two rule. Boy, that was a dumb rule. Miller's third try, no good. Rebounded this time by Franken. So he's one of three from the line, and the Trojans come away with it. Up the floor quickly, it's Christensen. Markham, now Franken. Franken top of the arc. Leaves it for Markham. 2:20 left to play in this third quarter. 43-36, Trojans lead. 7-point advantage here for Atlantic. Christensen skips it all the way across to Hoig, left corner. Hoig bounce feeds underneath. That's Harrison leaning back, floating, no good off the rim. Rebounded by Franken. He'll take it right back up, no good. Rebound tapped out, and we're going to have a foul call. It's going to be against Franken on the rebound. That'll be three on Dalton Franken. A little too active that time, trying to swat that ball out.
Sometimes you just get frustrated when the ball won't go in the hole and you make a mistake, and he just kind of came down with that arm and slapping down where you're going to get that call every time.
Full court pressure again by the Trojans as the Warriors inbound. Josh Lippert, who just checked in, comes up with that pass inbounds. Now up the floor it comes. Wright will run the offense out top. He'll leave it far side to Papin. Papin back out top. Lippert, now Wright. They go right side. Lippert, open on the arc, didn't take the three. Now Miller, outside the top of the arc, gets it right side to Wright. He'll fire a three, and that's good. Grant Wright knocks down his second three here in the half, and it's 43-39. The lead now is four for the Trojans. A minute 31 left to play here in this third quarter. Markham and Christensen play catch out top. Markham open, left side. Sets for the three, doesn't take it. Back to Christensen, back to Markham. Now he'll launch the three ball. That's no good off the rim. Kicks out. Rebound to Wright. He's going to run the floor. Wright into the lane. Turns and kicks it out. Leaves it now for Grant. Now he'll fire it far side to Lippert. Knocked away momentarily by Stuart Hoig, but he controls possession and leaves it up top for Grant. Now the ball knocked away, and we got a foul call as Sam Markham bumps Papin over on that far side. That'll be the first on Markham. And that's team foul number five against the Trojans here in this second half. And for Norwalk up off the bench, Sonny Onken will check into the ball game. Just a freshman at 6'3". Warriors have the basketball. They inbound up top. We have a minute left to play here in the third quarter. Lippert dumps it off. It's stolen. Bad pass taken away by Christensen. He lost it, but it's picked up by Hoig, and he brings it front court. Stewart out top now to Franken. Under a minute to go. Here near side, Christensen on the arc. Off the dribble. Has the ball stripped away and stolen. Taken away by Papin. Got a finger on it, tapped it away, came up with a basketball. 4-point lead for Atlantic. Norwalk with the basketball. Now to the front court. Screen out top. They leave it for Papin. He'll go left side for Lippert. Lippert off the arc. Leaves it out top. They scoot it across to Papin in the corner, and we've got a bump and a foul. As Papin tried to go along the baseline, he was bumped out of bounds there. It's going to be against Markham, and that'll be his second. That's team number six. So the next foul by Atlantic will put Norwalk in the bonus. Norwalk has been called for one foul so far here in the second half. That could be big in a close game.
Yeah, it's really just started to mount here in the last couple of minutes here. There's been a few fouls kind of back-to-back-to-back here for Atlantic. They're going to have to start to be careful.
Jared Folk has checked in now for the Trojans. Lavelle is back in for Norwalk as they feed it to him off the inbound. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Green Slade out top of the basketball. He'll leave it for Wright. They're going to hang on, it looks like, for a final shot. 15 seconds left. Right top of the circle. Comes forward at 10. Now leaves it outside. Onken dumps it back out top. 5 seconds left. Left side is right. Green Slade, and we got a blocking foul called an illegal screen against the Warriors. Going to whistle that foul against Sonny Onken, his first, with 2.4 on the clock, so the Trojans will inbound to the backcourt with just 2 seconds left. They inbound Christensen. He'll take it to the half court, pull up and try a three at the buzzer. Good! He got it from the top of the circle. Christensen pulled up about 5 feet from the top of the key and buries the three just before the clock reached zero. 46-39, Trojans after three. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 8 till noon. Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Become a member of the Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. If you live in Shelby County or any of the touching counties, you can become a member and take advantage of their low-cost loans and financial services. Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service. Located at 513 Market Street in Audubon.
Welcome back here to Norwalk High School. We get set for the fourth quarter of play. Big three-pointer at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter by Chad Christensen to extend the lead here for Atlantic to 46-39. Here as we head to the final quarter of play, Atlantic will start with the basketball, and they're working around the outside right now. Stuart Hoyg decides to pull up for the three, and he hits it. Two big back-to-back shots now here, carrying over from the end of the third quarter, and it's now 49-39, 10-point lead here for the Trojans. Norwalk will have it out front here, and they'll pass it off to Grant Wright. He's dribbling around, now crosses over, goes inside. The kick out in the corner, Rozonke the three, in and out, back down, no good. Miller the rebound, and a foul going to be called here as Harrison Hoyg got across the wrist there, and as he tried to go back up for the shot. He'll pick up his third.
Well, I'm surprised Rozonke was even able to get that shot off. I was expecting it to hit the side of the backboard or something, the way he grabbed it awkwardly and was almost falling out of bounds as he tried to launch that three.
Very deep in the corner, and now Miller at the line here for two, and he misses the first one. He's missed his last three attempts at the line. 7:28 left to go here in the contest. It's a 10-point lead for Atlantic here on the road over Norwalk. Second free throw is good by Miller. 49-40. Markham will bring it up the floor here now for the Trojans, and they're going to slow it down in the half court. Here's Markham. We'll go right side off the screen. Now picks it up, kicks it back to Christensen. Christensen across to Stuart Hoyg. He'll go baseline, pulls up, tries the three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Rozonke as he came flying in to get the long board. They'll kick it up ahead now to Wright. Wright on the run. Tries to lob it down low. Hands active, and they knock it away. Stuart Hoyg got back down there to get a hand on it. And then Chad Christensen came up with the steal. And the Trojans run it back the other way. Inside to Harrison Hoyg. The kick out to Markham. Pump fake. Now he gets it back down low. Hoyg, the pump fake and the move to try to get around Miller. He does. No foul call. Pretty good contact from the backside. But they call it a block, and it's going to be Norwalk ball the other way. Out front, they pick up their dribble. Rozonke needs some help. Gets it off now here to Grant Wright. 6:35 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Left side dribble now as Greenslade in trouble on the floor. Kicks it out. Stolen away. Christensen got in the passing lane. On the run. Fakes the pass over across to Franken and then puts the layup in. Good job and execution in the transition there that time by Christensen. And they make it a 51-40 lead. Now an 11-point lead here for the Trojans. Out front with the basketball into Grant Wright for Norwalk. He'll kick it in the corner with Sonke. Rozonke back up front. Lavelle will dump it off to Wright. Right, the skip pass in the corner, pump fake for Greenslade. He'll dribble into the lane, now stop and kick it back out to Wright. In the corner, Lavelle, and now back up top. They'll kick it over in the corner once again. Here's Wright working against Christensen. The dribble and now the pass and reaching across, and they're going to call a little body contact. Pretty good job by Stuart Hoyg to get over there and try to steal that one, but he'll get slapped with his second foul. And we're going to go here to the line for the 1-1. 18 fouls now here against the Trojans in the second half. So it's going to be one in bonus time here for a couple of more opportunities here for Norwalk. And then they might get into the double bonus pretty quickly here. Free throw up and good there by Greenslade. He picks up the first one. 5:45 left to go in the ball game. Back to a 10-point game right now. One more free throw on the way. And that one is good. Greenslade knocks them both down, makes it 51-42. Atlantic with the lead and the basketball. Christensen will walk it up the floor. Spread out zone look here for Norwalk still. Atlantic gets it in the corner, and they'll dump it back up top now here to Christensen. Off to Hoyg. Stuart Hoyg with it. Dribbling. Now the bounce pass. Markham in the lane. The pump fake. Nice move to get around the big man. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound to Miller. Miller will outlet to Wright. On the run, he'll go up the floor. Kicks it out. In transition, Rozonke, the pump fake. Now he'll spot up for the three, and he hits it. Transition three for Nick Rusonki, and it's back to a six-point game. 51-45, Atlantic the lead. 5:03 left to go in the game. Trojans once again slow it down here in the half court. Hoig will go baseline. They leave him open. He'll pull up for the jumper and knocks it down from 16. Timeout taken now here by the Trojan bench. Full timeout. 4:54 left to go. It's 53-45. Trojans lead it. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Stop in at Blimpie's in Oakland for your favorite sub on fresh baked bread and pair it with a bowl of soup, salad, or chips and drink for a delicious taste experience. Give one of their pizzas a try with your favorite toppings. Stop in for lunch or supper at Blimpie's in Oakland. Hetrick Auto Sales and Marty, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any sized pocketbook, as well as a complete rental service. To rent a car or a van for a day, week, or month, give Bill or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call today at 781-2210. Adair Lumber Company, Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all your home improvement needs in Adair and Anita. For all those big or small home improvement projects, visit Adair Lumber Company in Adair or Anita Supply Center in Anita.
Back here after the timeout here called by the Trojans and the inbound, and they're going to put on some full court pressure here as well off this inbound here for Norwalk. Lavelle will inbound, gets it into Miller, almost stolen there by Harrison Hoig. Close to getting in there in the passing lane. Now they'll bring it up the floor. The Trojans back off a little bit after the inbound pass. Here's Wright out front. He'll dump it off to Lavelle. Lavelle looks, now curls around, goes all the way to the rack. A late attempt on a shot block by Hoig. Might have got a piece of it. It bounces around. Norwalk comes back up with the ball. They'll have it back up out front. Greenslade kicks it across here. It's Wright, guarded closely by Stuart Hoig. One dribble, and he'll kick it across over to Greenslade. Now down low, Miller caught it just in front of Harrison Hoig, who tried to jump in the pass route again. And Miller goes to the rack and gets the lay-in. 53-47 here, Atlantic on top. Markham has the basketball out front. Back over to Franken. Franken holding it out top. They try to slap at it here. Rusonki slapped at it. Franken regained control, and now a reach-in call is going to be called here against Nick Rusonki. He's trying to play close, tight defense against Franken. That's his second. And now the fourth team foul here of the half here against Norwalk. Inbound pass will go underneath. I've got just three team fouls.
Me too.
Yeah. We've got four up on the board. We've got Mark down for three. So the kick across now here for Atlantic, and they'll have it here with Markham. Markham back up top to Dalton Franken. Franken back over to Markham. Markham, the lob down low. Harrison Hoig will kick it back up top to Stuart Hoig. A dribble, and now a kick out. Christensen will try the three, and he hits it. Chad Christensen with another triple here in the contest. He's got four threes in the ball game, starting to warm up there from the outside, which the Trojans needed. And it's now 56-47. Atlantic on top here, 3:25 left to go. Norwalk working the ball around the perimeter. Got off to Miller. Miller back over right side. Wright, he'll try to drive in. They cut him off, though, and they'll give it off to Rusonki. Rusonki back to right. Back in the corner now, Lavelle, left side. He'll dribble around, kick it off to Rusonki. They dump it down low to Miller. In traffic, double team. They strip it away from him, and we're going to call a jump ball as Markham got his hand on top of the basketball, and the jump ball arrow is going to belong here to Norwalk.
That's good help defense. I mean, sneaking in from the backside like that, as soon as Miller turned around, it was easy pickings for Markham with that ball down by his belly.
Inbound Norwalk, they had to take a tough time getting it in. They get it into Lavelle now, and they'll bring it back up top. Greenslade over left side, Lavelle up top, almost tipped and stolen there, but they regain control. Wright has it out front, will dump it off to Lavelle. Lavelle now curls around. Goes up against Franken, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. Tough one there. It's going to go against Dalton Franken as he was trying to make sure that Lavelle couldn't back down on him. It's going to be number four on Dalton Franken with 2:45 left to go in the game. And we'll go back to the free throw line here for the 1-1. Ninth team foul against the Trojans. Lavelle knocks down the front end, so he'll get another opportunity here. Austin Lavelle with one more coming. It's 56-48. Atlantic leading it. 2:45 left to go here in the contest. Second free throw is good, so they knock them both down. Up off the bench here. Justin Papin back in here in the lineup for Norwalk. Inbound here, Franken gets it in the corner. They put on some pressure. Out of the trap, they are able to get it ahead quickly. Now off to Markham. He'll run it up ahead. Nice pass across to Stuart Hoyk. Gets the contact, and the ball rolls home. Got the nice English on the shot off the glass. And Stuart Hoyk will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play.
That's a nice team effort. Four of the five guys on the floor offensively touched that ball, getting it up the floor, and a nice bounce feed across the lane. And Stuart Hoyk worked well to get by the big guy, Carson Miller, and get that ball to roll through.
Greenslade checks back in here for Norwalk, and Miller was slapped with that last foul. And now it's the free throw put down there by Stuart Hoyk. So the three-point play the hard way for Stuart Hoyk, and it's back to a 10-point margin here. Trojans lead at 59-49. Norwalk had a chance to get it to Miller. Couldn't find him that time as he was streaking down the lane. Lavelle picks up his dribble, gets it back up top to Wright. Wright working against Franken out top. We'll dump it off now to Lavelle. Lavelle back to Wright. He'll try to drive left side. Now pulls it back out. Gets it off to Rezonke. Rezonke over to Greenslade. Greenslade, a couple of dribbles, crosses over, goes into the lane, dumps it off. Lavelle, pump fake. Now he gets caught up. Left side dribble now here for Wright. He goes baseline, stumbles one across to Miller, barely caught the pass, then put a shot up, no good, danced off there from about 8 feet. The rebound comes down to the Trojans. Good defensive possession that time for Atlantic. Now they'll run it right side here. Markham will kick it back up top to Christensen as they run the stack here, try to run some time off the clock. Dribble right side, and Christensen back off to Markham. His trade places here is... Player will come off the screen, off the stack, and handle the ball for a little bit before they get that five-second call and try to get rid of it. Now a reach-in foul here as Rezonke reached around there against Franken. He'll pick up his third. Pass will come here from this near side. And that is the fifth team foul now here against Norwalk. They did get that corrected from before.
Now this is the downside of not committing many fouls in the half. When you're behind late and you're thinking you want to send them to the free throw line, you can't.
They bring in Papin and Lippert maybe to do just that. And they'll lob this pass into the backcourt here to Christensen. He's guarded closely here by Grant Wright. Christensen lost the handle on it. Wright steals it away. Wright will run the other way. Christensen got in there, stole it right back. Hoyt came up with the basketball. Now Christensen will dribble out of pressure, throw it up ahead of the floor, throws it away. Steal right back. It's into the hands there of Miller. He throws it up ahead to Grant. Austin Grant back to Miller. Now back up top. Tough pass, and it goes off of the head of Justin Papin, and it'll turn back over here to Atlantic. And now a timeout on the floor here as Atlantic takes a full timeout. 104 left to go. 10-point lead for the Trojans. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. First National Bank. For consumer and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts, visit First National Bank with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Oneida. For people who expect just a little more, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today.
Back out of the timeout, Trojans get the inbound in the backcourt to Markham. He gets it off down to Franken. Tough pressure here put on by Norwalk, and now finally a whistle's going to come here as the Trojans try to bring it up the floor. Might have been away from the basketball, and the foul's going to be whistled against Nick Rezonke. That'll be his fourth.
Still no bonus, though, yet.
And checking in now here, Austin Grant will come back in now here for Norwalk. It's a 16 foul here against Norwalk. They'll get it in the backcourt. Christensen almost lost the handle on it. They still haven't fouled him. Down to 52 seconds left to go. They really need to reach in there. And now some contact, and we're going to have a blocking foul called here against Lavelle. Norwalk wasting a lot of time that time to try to get the foul call. Obviously don't want to get called for an intentional either, but I know from the fans' perspective, those situations get pretty frustrating sometimes.
Fans are fans.
The offensive substitution back in now here for Norwalk as Lavelle and Rezonke are back in there. And Christensen here at the line. Makes the front end of the 1-1. We'll have one more coming.
Just the second free throw attempt here by the Trojans in this second half.
Christensen's second free throw. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down here by Lavelle. Wright will run it up the floor. 43 seconds left to go here. Trojans lead it 60-49. Right side dribble, Lavelle. He'll dump it off now. Three-point attempt by Wright. That's off the mark. Miller trying to go over the top to get the board. He does. Now he slices his way around. Missed the jump shot. Got his own rebound. Put back is good. And now a timeout here on the floor by the Warriors as Miller makes it. Makes it a 9-point game. 60-51. And it is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Country Tire in Atlantic. Stop by today and see how good the guys will take care of your car or farm equipment needs. That's Country Tire in Atlantic. El Rancho Grande in Atlantic. The best Mexican food in town. Come enjoy your favorite Mexican or American food with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays enjoy their drink specials. That's El Rancho Grande, 500 West 7th Street in Atlantic. And Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today.
And welcome back here after the timeout. Trojans inbound here, and they'll get it off to Frank, and he'll lob it up ahead here to Harrison Hoig. Harrison Hoig stopped, almost shuffled the feet there for a second, but he does get the foul call here. Foul is going to be whistled against Lippert. That'll be his first. And now we'll go to the line here for the double bonus. That was the 10th team foul here. Or excuse me, 8th team foul. So it will be the 1-1. But they'll back everybody off the line here and just let Hoig shoot by his lonesome, and he does make the first. So Harrison Hoig there with the free throw. He's got one more coming. 23 seconds left to go in the ball game, and the second one also good. Makes it 62-51. Trojans on top. Norwalk runs it up the floor. Wright will hand it off to Lavelle. He'll go right side all the way to the rack. Runner on the way is good. And another quick timeout here taken by the Warriors as Lavelle puts in that one. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. They only have two of those left. So have one timeout left here after this one. 16 seconds on the clock. It's 62-53. Atlantic with the lead here trying to wrap this one up.
Yeah, it's been a good team effort tonight, really, by the Trojans. They're going to end up with four guys in double figures here tonight. It's really been a good effort all the way around, by the, especially the five starters on the floor for the Trojans tonight. They've played the majority of the game, with just a few exceptions, but they've really done things well. They've shifted off. They played that man-to-man. They've switched very well defensively. They've helped a lot down low, especially against Carson Miller, and done a lot of damage there. But offensively, everybody's finding their shots.
And the Trojans will inbound here after the timeout. And they get it in here to Markham. Markham going to throw it up ahead now here to Stuart Hoig. 12 seconds to go. They skip it across now over to Frank and still haven't gotten the foul. And now a reach-in comes here as going to be whistled there against Josh Lippert. That'll be his second, and we'll go back to the free throw line here. 9th team foul now, so it's still the 1-1 here for Dalton Franken. Just 8 seconds showing here on the clock. So we'll go to the line here for Franken. Folk and Nelson going to check in now here for the Trojans as Stuart Hoig comes out, Harrison Hoig comes out. Get a round of applause here from the Trojan fans that made the trip. Free throw coming up now here for Dalton Franken. And the free throw is good. One more coming now. And he makes the second one as well. So he's got 15 now in the contest, and we're going to wind things down here. Wright will hand it off to Lavelle. 4 seconds left to go. Back out to Wright. He'll try the three. That's short. Rebound comes down to Markham, and that's going to do it. Trojans go on the road tonight and pick up a victory. 64-53, your final here as Atlantic wins one on the road over the Norwalk Warriors. We'll take a break. Come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. See the Rex Pharmacy staff in downtown Atlantic for information on your prescriptions and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front store in downtown Atlantic. D&J Supply in Audubon has a great selection of tires for your autos, light trucks, and RVs, as well as ATV and garden tractor tires. Visit D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, or give them a call at 712-563-4346. That's 712-563-4346. Satisfy your pet's needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry Blue pet food products for dogs and cats made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of Blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
And welcome back now here to Norwalk High School as we wrap up our contest here tonight for you. As the Atlantic Trojans, we are just after 7 o'clock as well. You listen to high school basketball coverage here on AM 1220 KJ in Atlantic, Iowa, and FM 101.1. I want to thank you for listening in here tonight as the Trojans pick up a victory, 64-53 here tonight, and pretty good effort all around here from Atlantic. I think Coach Blazek's going to feel pretty good about this one. You go on the road against a tough opponent, and you play a pretty complete game, especially coming off a game just last night.
You know, and maybe playing back-to-back nights is the cure that to fix what ails the Trojans as far as their shooting goes, because they shot the ball pretty well tonight. Knocked down a number of three-pointers, and it wasn't just one or two kids. It was four or five of them that were knocking down the threes. Everybody was willing to shoot the basketball. They really didn't get a lot of good opportunities down low close in the block, and usually when they got close-in shots like that, it was because of a steal and a break. Somewhere, and they didn't get those all that many either. But, you know, the outside shooting for the Trojans tonight, that's a real bright spot. They shot the ball much, much better tonight than they have in this early part of the season.
Yeah, they really did. And, you know, a few guys, as you mentioned, stepping up and getting that accomplished. Franken hit one in the contest. Also a three ball from Stuart Hoig here tonight as he stepped out a couple of times and was, you know, close to that range. And then four chipped in from the outside tonight for Chad Christensen, so he got back on track. And Sam Markham hit one from the outside as well. So, yeah, a number of guys able to hit those open outside shots and really start to make the game flow a little bit better for Atlantic. The way that they want to play, you know, you finally saw that kind of product here tonight, I think, for them.
You know, and I give a little credit here tonight, too, to Harrison Hoig. He's going to finish with 7 points tonight. It's not going to blow you away on the score sheet, but the job he did defensively tonight against Carson Miller, I thought was really good. It was his job to front Carson Miller most of the night and keep the ball away from him. And when they did get him the ball underneath, and it wasn't all that often, the job was to just stay there and don't reach and don't hack at him. Don't give him easy opportunities. There was some help coming from the backside. The Trojans did a pretty good job with help defense down low on the big 6 foot 8 inch Carson Miller. But I give Harrison Hoig a lot of credit. He used most of his energy tonight where the Trojans needed it, and that was working against the big guy.
Yeah, they did an excellent job of that, and you really felt like Norwalk never got into that rhythm in the second half trying to get him the ball. They were really working hard to try to set multiple screens to free him up on some curls in the first half, but they never really got that accomplished in the second half. You know, most of the time it was him getting a rebound and trying to put a put back up there. So great job working against the big man here this evening. For Atlantic, the score sheet looks like this. 17 points tonight chipped in here from Chad Christensen, as he had those triples from the outside, four of them here tonight. 15 points also on the evening for Dalton Franken, as he was pretty quiet in the second half, but had 11 there in the first half. Also had 12 points chipped in here this evening as well from Stuart Hoig. 13 tonight for Sam Markham, and 7 on the board as well, as we just mentioned to you, for Harrison Hoig. So a pretty good well-rounded effort scoring the basketball tonight for Atlantic. They did well from the free throw line as well. 13 of 15 from the charity stripe here tonight for the Trojans. And for Norwalk, they finished with 18 points for Carson Miller, the big guy down low, but he really had to work hard for those. 14 points tonight for Nick Rizonke as he warmed up from the outside. Also 8 points apiece here for Grant Wright and Austin Lavelle, and 5 points for Colby Greenslade as well. They were 10 of 13 from the free throw line here tonight. But Atlantic, overall, good game and able to keep the ball, and they took care of the ball as well. My count only had 6 turnovers here in the contest, and Norwalk finished with just a little over about 14 turnovers here this evening. So pretty good job by the Trojans of taking care of the basketball here this evening as well.
Well, and a good win for them on the road against a pretty good team. You know, Norwalk, tough couple of days. They were 3-0 a couple of days ago, and now they're 3-2 on the season after tonight's contest and last night's loss against Grinnell. But it was a good test for Atlantic, and they've got some pretty good tests coming up. This is a big stretch for Atlantic now. They had that first loss of the season against Kemper Catholic last week. How are they going to bounce back? Well, wins against Clarinda and then Shenandoah and then tonight against Norwalk this week. And now next week, a couple of pretty tough ball games. They're going to play on the road Tuesday night at Harlan, a team that we know is going to put up a real good challenge, a test against Atlantic. And then on Friday night, Atlantic will come home to finish off the pre-Christmas portion of the schedule against Lewis Central. And that's a pretty good ball club as well. And we'll have both of those games coming up for you here this next week. So some good tests. This was a good game tonight. And now these next couple of ball games next week, if they can finish strong into the Christmas break, Steve Blazer will be a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah, they'll have a much more cheerful holiday season if that's the case here. They can close out on a positive note here before the holiday break. They're 6-1 now on the season here at the win tonight. As you mentioned, Norwalk falls to 3-2 here with the loss here this evening. So that wraps up our broadcast here for you. Once again, if you're interested in those scores from earlier today, we had for you on the air with some college basketball before our high school basketball. It was Iowa picking up the victory 80-73 here today over UNI. And then Iowa State won the second half of that Big Four Classic 86-77 over Drake here today. And then, of course, our contest here this evening, Atlantic winning it 64-53 over Norwalk. And we'll be back at you here next week with more high school basketball here on KJN as that comes up for you here this next Tuesday evening. And we'll have basketball for you, Atlantic at Harlan, that boys' contest we just talked about. 6 o'clock, though, the start time. So just like this one tonight, a little bit different, the start time for the varsity game. 6 o'clock, Atlantic and Harlan up in Harlan coming up next Tuesday evening here on KJN. So make sure you tune in for that one here on the radio, on the web as well at KJN.com. And don't forget our mobile apps for iPhone and Android. Well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. So once again, the Atlantic Trojans pick up a win over the Norwalk Warriors, 64-53. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Norwalk.